Welcome to this week's edition of Outdoors Online, the weekly webcast produced by the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. I'm your host, Mike Anderson. My guest this week is outreach biologist Greg Gullickson from Minot. Today, we're at the State Fair, and Greg, you oversee our site here at the State Fair, the Outdoor Conservation and Skills Park. State Fair starts here in 2 weeks?
Yeah, it's just right around the corner. For more information on the State Fair, visit the State Fair website. And, you know, we're getting geared up for 9 days of fun, and you know, there's a lot of stuff that happens out here at the fairgrounds. You know, probably one of the main attractions is the food, you know, the concerts. You know, it's a big ag-based fair, a lot of 4-H, a lot of contests that are going on during the fair. But one of the great things is bringing a little bit of the outdoors right here into the heart of the State Fair. And probably one of the highlights of the Game and Fish Conservation Outdoor Skill Parks, we have just shy of 3 acres out here with several different things that you can learn out here. And it's an oasis in the middle of the fair. We have grass, we have trees, we have shade, we have picnic tables, so you can stop and take a load off when you're done pounding the pavement out on the midway.
What are the dates for the State Fair?
State Fair opens on Friday, July 20th, and runs through the following Saturday, July 28th.
Okay, and we have a dock back here. I'm assuming a lot of fishing going on during the State Fair.
Probably one of the highlights is our fishing pier out here and our pond that we have right in the middle of the State Fair. And yeah, stocked full of fighting game fish. Hats off to our fisheries crews for maintaining that. You know, we have trout in there, we have bluegill, we have channel catfish, and a lot of great fishing opportunities right in the heart of the State Fair.
And the catfish are a pretty good size this year.
That's what I'm hearing, that they're 3 to 5 pounds. I've yet to see one myself or experience that tug on the end of the cane pole, but you know, we bring it back to the days of Andy Griffith, where it's really simple fishing. It's a cane pole, which consists of just the pole, a line, a bobber, a weight, and a worm.
Wow, simple. How about the archery?
You know, archery is another really popular thing out here. We go through a simple course and, you know, learning your eye dominance and then teaching the basic skills of archery, and then you actually get to fire some arrows downrange at some 3D targets and some round targets.
We also have a shooting area.
Yeah, that's right. In fact, we run participants through a mini hunter education area, and it's amazing. You know, a lot of the kids are involved, but a lot of the adults learn something about safe gun handling, how to make a proper sight picture. You know, and then finally at the end, they actually get to fire some pellets downrange into some of our spinner targets that we have. So you get to hear that plink when you actually hit the target.
Okay, and how about our fur bear stuff?
Yeah, we have a great trapper education area where you learn about fur bears, you learn about proper handling of fur bears, and you know, a lot of great displays and mounts in that area as well.
Okay, and if you have questions?
Oh, if you have questions, we have an information booth on either end of the park. So we have biologists that are staffed on both ends and game and fish employees. So if you ever have that question about something that you wanted to learn about the outdoors or a concern you have with the game and fish or a compliment, certainly bring those questions, comments, and concerns out to the fair as well.
Okay, anything new this year?
Yeah, towards the east end of the park, we actually have what's called a pollinator plot. And pollinators are those species that, you know, help create more habitat, monarch butterflies, bees, and little bit of a native planting area too, where you can learn about some of the different North Dakota native plants.
Okay, and we have displays throughout the grounds here.
Yeah, colorful pictures displayed throughout the area, and a lot of informational kiosks and cabins that we have out here where you can learn a lot about a lot of different things. And you know, one of the other highlights inside of the fishing area would be our live fish display, which is really neat. You can actually get right up close and personal with some of those fish that are in the aquariums.
Okay, and we couldn't do this without our volunteers.
Hats off to the volunteers. We have some staff that are up here too, but probably 75% of this area is staffed with volunteers who truly care about the outdoors and want to pass that on to others. And if you're interested in becoming a volunteer, want to volunteer for the State Fair, you know, get a hold of our educational coordinator down in Bismarck.
One of the popular things here is the shade.
Yes. It's one of the areas on the State Fair where we have trees, we have green grass, and we have picnic tables that are scattered throughout the area. So once you go out and get that corn dog, feel free to come back inside the area, take a load off, and probably the best thing about the game and fish area at the fair, everything's free.
Okay, the Outdoor Conservation Skills Park here in Minot at the State Fairgrounds has been here for a while.
Yeah, we were established in the early 90s, so you know, we're just shy of 30 years of being involved. And you know, I can't say enough about the State Fair staff and their commitment to what we're doing out here. It's a great partnership that we have with Renee and Craig and the whole State Fair staff to keep this area up and running and looking good, and to realize the importance of bringing that outdoor element to a State Fair.
It's a wonderful partnership. I mean, we're so glad to be paired with the North Dakota Game and Fish, and they just bring a whole new element, you know, to the state fairgrounds. You know, all the Game and Fish people, Greg Gullickson especially, has been unbelievable to work with, and we can't be happier. You know, everybody come out to the North Dakota State Fairgrounds, to the Game and Fish area here at the fairgrounds. See what they have to offer. It's you know, catch some fish and learn how to shoot bow and arrow. Take your kids in and get them in there and shooting that BB gun and show them what the outdoors is all about.
Okay, and we're constantly upgrading things.
That's right, Mike. You know, year after year, we're slowly changing things and trying to get the infrastructure up and running to make sure that everything out here is looking good and it's functional and that people enjoy it.
And the dates of the State Fair and the hours of the Conservation and Outdoor Skills Park.
State Fair runs July 20th through July 28th. We're open every day from 1 p.m. till 7 p.m.
Okay, what happens when the fair is closed?
You know, we don't take the fish back out. And actually this area, especially the fishing pier, is used almost year round. We do close it up in the winter time, but during the open water season, this is a really popular urban fishery. So, you know, I encourage people in and around the Minot area, if you happen to be traveling through Minot, throw the fishing rod in, and you know, it's a great place to stop and to wet a line. You don't need to run 60 miles out of town. In fact, there's a lot of families that come out here after work to take advantage of it. And you know, we do a lot of other activities out here. We, you know, we have several youth groups that come through here. We do an outdoor youth festival that happens each fall. Local wildlife clubs use the area year round. We have a Four Seasons building that's utilized by a lot of different groups. So it's just nice to see this area being used other than the 9 days of State Fair.
Sure, a lot of good information, Greg.
Thank you.
As Greg just mentioned, the North Dakota State Fair opens Friday, July 20th and runs through Saturday, July 28th. And the hours for the Conservation and Outdoor Skills Park is 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. daily. For outreach biologist Greg Gullickson and the rest of the staff here at the Game and Fish Department, thanks for joining us for this week's Outdoors Online. We'll see you again next week.